Sean, is there anything you could say about how Mr. Benson is doing?
Yeah, you know, this is, I think, the second time. A lot of times, usually, there's a dehydration. I'm not really sure, not having been over there when they took him away. But I'm sure they'll get him the right care. And just being, you know, he's someone we stay on top of. And his energy being here has been fantastic. So I don't think it's any news of note right now.
He doesn't appear serious.
No, well, not that I'm aware of. So,
Sean, is it safe to jump ahead and assume that Drew's probably not going to play in this first preseason game at this point?
I think, like I said yesterday and the day before, we're just going to take it day by day. So we're not going to try to on Tuesday. We're just going to try to see where he's at. We'll be smart, though.
But would that be a part of being smart? No reason to rush him in. You don't feel a need to
just see where he's at tomorrow, though, you know, each day.
Coach, it's a small league, and I'm sure you've had, you know, you knew more than a year ago that the day might come where you might be across the field from Coach Williams. I realize it's
not a big topic, though. I mean, really, our players are playing. It's a preseason game. We're trying to get the right guys evaluated. You know, that's not even in my opinion, it's not a big deal at all. What's important is just getting our guys ready to know what they're doing and put their best foot forward and play well. It's about the players and us preparing them. So I don't see it being a big deal.
And respectfully, the only reason I ask it is because of all the background. What is it about the situation that allows you to treat it that way, where it's not where you're?
Well, respectfully, there's just a lot of work we've got to do. And from a priority standpoint, there's so much that training camp involves with preparation and getting our guys ready to play. That's such a faraway topic. I mean, it's not a big deal. You know, our jobs are to make sure we get our guys ready for this first preseason game, and it's pretty simple.
Is the team really ready to hit somebody else? We play.
I think you always get to a point in training camp where you're ready for a different look, ready for different players. But again, I think the important thing for us is we still have another practice walkthrough tonight and another walkthrough tomorrow. That's really, you know, Saints on Saints, and then we kind of shift our gears Thursday.
Are you happy with their focus out here today?
So far, it was a little sporadic at times. Some of the periods got sloppy, but overall, it's been solid.
Sean, some of your offensive linemen and then Junior Gallette himself have talked about how he tries to be unpredictable, pull out different moves that he sees from up here.
Who?
Junior Gallette. Is he one of the, when you study pass rushers that you're going against and stuff, is he one of the guys who is more unconventional, unpredictable?
Well, there's certain rush lanes. He's got real good edge speed, though, which makes it challenging. And so his ability to bend and take an edge is one of his strengths.
I've got a quick question about evolution of football as it pertains to every down linebackers. In your experience as an offensive coordinator, have you seen more and more specialization, fewer every down linebackers? And what accounts for that, and how does that affect your team building, I guess?
Well, I think the first thing, one of the more challenging positions now is evaluating that position on college tape, because you see a lot of smaller, faster guys that are on the field to defend both the run and the pass. And oftentimes they're defending spread sets. So when you try to evaluate how they'll handle being in the box, if you will, in a more physical manner, that's a challenge in the evaluation process that probably didn't exist 20 years ago. It was a little bit easier to find five or six tapes and watch them take on a block and on a weak lead or a power scheme. So from that standpoint, it's different. And then at our level, you know, finding the versatility for first and second down, but then also for third down. And so it's changed some, but I would say most drastically in the evaluation process of trying to project guys into positions and maybe not seeing them on film do some specific things you'd like to see maybe in a consistent basis. So we're having to project, we're having to look at and then quickly bring them up to speed with some of the two-gap run fits a little bit differently than maybe they played in college.
You were kind of, I guess, maybe with your ability to create mismatches on the forefront of helping this evolution towards
Well, and then, I think that overall you've seen offenses. I think the evolution, you can trace to certain rule changes, you know, that make it a little bit more advantageous to throw the football. But that all being said, we're still looking for big, strong guys that can defend the run on first and second down, and then have the versatility to play in coverage. And look, we try to situationally be smart about what we do on third down or passing situations. I think that's changed, but I think you would start with the rule changes.
Fair to say that, I asked Rob the same question, a defense can almost never have too many good pass rushers.
It'd be a value position, yeah. Certainly the corner position, the ability to get to the passer, you see it every year in the draft. They're taken earlier maybe than you might expect. In free agency, they're a little bit more highly sought after. So you're always looking for guys that can speed up the clock for the quarterback, yes.
Beyond Streep and Armstead, who's really standing out to you at tackle?
Well, there's been some, you know, Bryce is a guy that has had experience and you know, he's a pretty steady performer. I think when we get into this preseason game, we'll have a little bit better feel for that. You know, there are times when you look at the film, there's some of these guys are doing a good job, and then trying to put the series together or a couple practices together is a challenge. So I know we'll be looking forward to seeing them against a different opponent and seeing how every one of them handles the not only the run but pass protection.